This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Hello sweet people, how have you been? Oh my god, I miss you guys so much. Do you miss me? Of course you should miss me. I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry that I've not been active for days now. Well, it's just, I don't know, like, but thank God for life. Thank God for good health. I'm healed and healthy now. So welcome back to your favorite channel, of course, and welcome back to your favorite show. It's Lover's Nest Show with Medium. You are listening to me on Dudu's Preferred Pan African Radio. So my people, how are they now? And let me know who's going to this me today, because I want to hear food juice, because I wish you guys so much. But first, let me thank my pals, like, let me appreciate my powers, my wonderful people, our supporters, our sponsors, our listeners. You guys are amazing. And what would I do without you guys, eh? Thank you so much for all you're doing. Thank you. God bless you more and more and more and always. And let you know that the whole Dudu Spray is saying a big thanks to you for what you're doing for us. So thank you so much for staying with us, for always being there for us. We love you. We love you so much. So guys, let's dig into today's conversation. Are you ready? Because as I did like this, I did a giddy bath all over now. I'm here with an interesting conversation, hot and fresh, just for you. Yeah, and today's topic is like a common topic that you used to hear and everything. But my own way is different to you. Sure, you know that I'm always here with my own style and everything like that. So my own way is very different. So guys, today's topic is relationship. Yeah, that, like, relationships, you know, I think that's the root, like, that's the root for all relationships, you know. Relationships, like the root to a very big tree, like, it's like the root. You get, you know, when you have to grow something, you have to, like, plant it first and everything. Or should I say relationship is the seed? But I feel like relationship is the root to a very big tree, with branches and beautiful fruit, nice leaves, nice green, beautiful leaves as well. But before we dig into today's conversation, let me just sip this hot tea small. Don't go anywhere. Stay with me. I'm here for you. So don't touch that dial. I'll be right back. Welcome back, lovely people. Now let's dig in. Yeah, I said earlier before the break that today's topic is relationship, and also is the root to a big tree with branches and more blah blah blah. Yeah, I know. So we'll be wondering that which one is this one that Midu is saying today again? Midu has brought a new thing. No, what is she saying again? Tree, branches, roots. Well, that's just a parable for today. Just a parable. So first, I'll give you the definition of relationship, then we can start picking from it. So stay with me. So what is relationship? What do you define relationship to be in your own term? When you hear relationship, what comes up to your mind? How would you define relationship? It's another correlationship. Anytime, yeah. Okay. What comes up to your mind? Well, the definition here says relationship is the way in which two or more people are connected or associated, whether by blood, intimate, positive, or negative. And also, we have different types of relationship. I hope you get the first definition. I mean, the definition of the relationship I just stated out now. It says relationship is the way in which two or more people are connected or associated, whether by blood, intimate, positive, or negative. And I said we have different types of relationship. Yeah, and those are the branches, you know, when the tree grow up, it has branches everywhere. So we have, let me state like the types of relationships that we have. We have family relationships, we have friendships, we have romantic relationship, and also we have acquaintanceship. Those are the most common relationships that we have. Though there are more types of relationships, like the community relationship, work relationship, teacher, lecturer, student relationship, and all that. So some of these, like what the major ones are, the ones I mentioned first. Those are the four ones: the family, the friendship, the acquaintance, and the romantic relationship. So some of these type of relationship can overlap and coincide with one another. Like two people can be neighbors and be close friends. More so, there are many variations within each category, such as toxic family members, sexless marriages, codependence, and so on. So that is like the kind of relationships that we have. We have different types of relationships. There are very plenty relationships that we have, that is so much, you know. But the like four major ones are the family that I mentioned first. Yeah, so they're like the four major ones. So let's at least pick one for today. We can't explain all of them for today, so I would like pick one of those types of relationship, then we'll start with that for today. Then that will be our breakfast, or that will be the food. That will be our food for today, Sham. So I'll go with romantic relationship first. Yeah, let's start with that. Now, you know, there are many different relationship labels that people use to define their own relationships to themselves and to others, you know. Like, people know the kind of relationship they are with someone. You really can tell. You can't just define relationship for two people that are in relationship. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. Like, they have the way they label their own relationship, the way they name it. Let me just put it that way. The way they name their relationship to be like. You can be thinking, oh, these people, they are friends, but they are more than friends. You can be thinking, oh, these people, they are dating, and they're just friends. Do you understand now? Like, so there are different types of names for relationships, and it's only the people that are into it that knows how they label that relationship. So let me just give you the definition of relationship too. Romantic relationship, rather. Romantic relationship can be defined as mutual, ongoing, voluntary interaction between two partners or spouse that has specific expressions of affections. They have specific expressions of affections and intimacy. It may be short-term or long-term or married relationship. That is romantic relationship for you. Well, romantic relationship too has its own. I just hope you understand what romantic relationship is. It's just like a boyfriend and girlfriend stuff, but there is more into it. Romantic relationship leads to so many things. It leads to marriage, it leads to different things, or it leads to so many things. Like, but they will start it. It's a process thing. So they have different type of romantic relationships too. Like the thing that you're going to go through, like there are different types inside that romantic relationship, which I'm going to mention them for you now. We have dating, or we can even call it casual dating. We have committed, we have casual sex, we have situationship, we have friends with benefits. Well, those are the main types of romantic relationships. So which one do you think you're practicing with your spouse? We don't know yet, but I will explain each and every one of them for you. Then you will know where you are or which one you're into. Yeah. But before I continue, let's go for a short break. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. Well, before the break, I said earlier that our topic for today is relationship, which is the route to a big three with branches and more. I know some will be wondering, what is me to saying again today? Tree, branches, roots. Well, that's just a parable for today. But first, I'll give you the definition of relationship. Then we can start picking from it. So stay with me. So what is relationship exactly? The definition I have here says, relationship is the way in which two or more people are connected or associated, whether by blood, intimate, positive or negative. That's relationship definition. It's not just intimate. It's not just by blood. It can be connected anyhow. It can be connected anywhere. It can be associated with someone, and that's another relationship. You don't have to, like, for relationship, you don't have to, like, marry yourself, be in relationship before it's called a relationship. So we have different types of relationship that I'll be mentioning to you now. We have family relationships, we have friendship, we have acquaintance relationship, we have romantic relationships too. Those four are the most common relationship, like they are the main relationship. There are many types of relationships, like work, maybe like a colleague relationship, teacher, lecturer relationship, community relationship, and more. There are so much more than that, but those four that I mentioned first, they are the major types of relationship. So you know, some of these types of relationship can overlap and coincide with one another, like two people can be neighbors and be close friends, you know, they can be colleagues and be close friends. Also, there are many variations within each category, such as toxic family relationship. Do you know, like, they can be something like that. I don't know if you're getting it, no, but they say something toxic, they are like toxic family members. In the family, sometimes we have a toxic person in the family. There is also sexless marriage, codependence, and so on. So that's like for the relationship. I'm just giving you like a little definition, because that's not what we are actually going to today. We have some areas that we are going to today, but let me just bring that first, then you understand where we are going to. Where we are focusing on today is on romantic relationship. Yeah, because I can explain the four major types for you today, then I will just pick one, which I've picked romantic relationship, because there are many types of it, you know. So romantic relationship is what we are going to focus on today. Then maybe next time we can choose another one. So now, do you know that there are many different relationship labels that people use to define their own relationship to themselves and to others? Like, there are many relationship labels, like a name, a relationship name that they give to themselves. But first, let me define, let's know the definition of romantic relationship. Romantic relationship can be defined as mutual, ongoing, and voluntary interaction between two partners or spouse that has specific expressions of affections and intimacy. It may be short-term or long-term or married relationship. So now you can see the difference between normal relationship and romantic relationship. Normal relationship, you can be associated by blood or intimacy and all that, but this one is specifying on expression, feelings, intimacy. So there's difference. So we have different types of romantic relationship. Under that romantic relationship too, we have dating, we have committed, we have casual sex, we have situationship, we have friends with benefits. Yeah, those ones are under romantic relationship. So which one do you think you are? Which one do you think you're practicing? Which one do you think you're doing with your friend or your spouse? Which one do you think you're actually into, like you're practicing right now? I want you to think about it. When you hear its definition, then you know where you are. But before that, before I'll be digging deep into romantic relationship, let's just go for a short break. Then when I come back, you'll hear the definition of each examples that are under romantic relationship. Then you would know which one that you're practicing or which one your man or your woman is doing with you. So stay with me. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Calling me the sugar with the tea, calling me the honey with the bee. Anything you tell me, I dey believe. Showing me around like I lost my way. Telling all your friends and I me be bae. Baby, see me, I don't dey believe. Tell me, make I know now. If you show me, make I know now. If you don't show me, make I know now. If you don't love me, tell me, make I know now. If you show me, make I know now. If you don't show me, oh, make I know now. If you don't love me, make you not talk, say you love me, oh. Aye. If you don't need me, oh, oh. Nobody talk, say you need me, oh. I take this love more seriously, oh. Baby, oh, make you not play me, oh. Nobody talk, say you love me, oh. Don't play me.
Public boss. Kiki. your go be like say I get blood. But now the other man you want to go and link up. Oh baby,
oh baby,
I know be say I even call the fake love. But I'm the sickest nigga you can find in this world. And it doesn't matter, baby, got to choose one already.
Right now,
oh. So tell me, make I know now. If you show me, make I know now. If you not show me, yo, make I know now.
Yeah, if you no love me, yo.
Tell me, make I know now. If you show me, make I know now. If you not show me, yo, make I know now.
If you don't love me,
nobody don't say you love me, yo.
If you don't need me,
yeah,
no more,
nobody comes to you need me, yo. Cause I take this love more seriously, yo.
Baby, yo, make you
don't blame me, yo. Nobody comes to you love me, yo.
Before we go further, tell me now, I wanna know. They can never fall out, no, I wanna know.
If you don't love me, then you don't
love
me. If you don't need me,
no, nobody touches me.
I take this love more seriously, yo. Baby, you're making up play me, yo.
Nobody talks, say you love me.
If you don't love me, oh,
then you don't talk, say you love me, yo.
If you don't need me,
yeah, nobody talks, say you need me.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Welcome back once again. If you are just joining, you are on Do The Spray First Pan-African Radio with me, Do, on Lover's Nest Show. And before the break, we discussed on romantic relationship. So stay with me. So guys, let's continue the show. Because of the time, I'll quickly give out each definition so that we can go for the other words that we are supposed to go for if there is time. So dating relationship. Dating relationship is the process of intentional spending time with someone to get their attention, having fun, and also to know each other better. Sometimes it can be about having fun without expectation, but sometimes it can be about seeing if there is potential for a more long-term relationship. I hope you're grabbing it. We all know dating, right? Like this person and this person, they are dating. I'm into a relationship. I'm dating that guy. I'm dating that girl. We all know what relationship is. It's like the common thing. Like, are you grabbing what I'm saying? You know, relationship. It's a common thing now. Boyfriend, girlfriend, thing now. No, as they go. So it's under romantic relationship. Let's go for the next one on my list, which is committed relationship. Yeah, it can be defined as a long-term relationship between two partners that agree to continue the relationship for the foreseeable future, understanding themselves, work on growing together, nurturing their connection, and more. You know, those relationships now, like, you know, all those relationships that they'll be dating for like years, they'll be together for like years. The family of the male side would have known the one from the female, you know, they would have known each other, but they are not married yet, sure. You know, all those long-term relationship, they are committed, that it should be as if they are married and they are not married yet, and we don't know if they are going to get married. Do you understand? Those are committed relationship. They'll be in relationship, they would like keep it going. But you know, dating relationship, they can break up anytime. They can date for just 2 months and break up. They can date for just more than 2 months, a year or two, and everybody don't go their way. Well, committed relationship is more to dating. They start from dating though, but from dating they try to be committed to themselves and they want to know more about themselves. They try to discipline themselves and they were close again. You know, the love keeps growing even though Nobody knows where it's going to end, but they'll be in that relationship and you think they are married, but they are not married. Those are like committed relationship. If you see someone that is doing that, just know that he's committed, he or she is committed to their spouse. So the next one here is casual sex. Yeah, casual sex is the relationship between two people that liked each other, spend time together, call themselves regularly, but not interested in a serious relationship. No hard feelings, no emotions, just to enjoy each other's company. That's a friends with benefits. People now know that kind of thing now. Like they are just friends. You see them as they are like besties, but there is more to that bestie of a thing. There is more to it. Like a male friend and a female friend, they are close, they are best friends. It's not all of them though, but I'm saying the one that I'm saying is those ones that are really, really practicing it. The one that are really, really practicing, like casual sex, that's happened between friends with benefits. And some calls it hookup now. Some call it hookup, please. So, you know what I'm trying to say, Sha? Like, that's the explanation for casual sex. It's happened between two friends. They just want to spend time together. They just want to do something together. Nothing like feelings, I love you. No, nothing like that is there. It's just to enjoy each other's company. So, let's quickly go for the next one on my list. The last one on the list, actually. We have situationship. That in itself is somehow situationship. Well, situationship may have some qualities. Only the people involved know what they are into. This relationship has more emotional involvement than the previous ties that I mentioned earlier. This relationship has not been explicitly defined, like doesn't have a specific definition for it. It's usually by omission, the people in it, maybe they don't know whether to like avoid making things too complicated because they are still figuring out what they want from each other. It can often happen because the two people aren't on the same page. It also happens if the both partner, they are not on the same page. Maybe this one wants to do this, that one wants to do that. And also, they quickly assume that the relationship will not last, to be short term, for they don't really care, that's a situationship relationship. When you see a relationship that the both spouses don't know how the whole thing is going between the two of them, they are not on the same page, they don't know if they should stay, they don't know, they can't figure out what they actually want from each other, then that is a situationship relationship. Do you understand? That's a situationship relationship. If you and your spouse, you don't know what you want, you guys are on different page, then that's a situationship relationship. So by now, you should be able to like know the type of relationship that you're into. Like I thought I would have more time to like discuss this topic more. Well, time is definitely not on my side. So I will surely do the whole thing next time on the next show. But let's be real. Do you know the kind of relationship you are into now that you hear the explanation of dating, situationship, casual sex? Are you in a relationship that the only thing you want from your spouse is just the company? And that you won't call someone like that your spouse, right? Like if that's all you want, you just want the person's company, you don't have feelings for such person, or you're in a relationship whereby you feel like the person you're dating does not want you that much. He only wants you whenever he needs you. You get. So you should be able to like define your relationship now. Like you should be able, but yeah, before I leave, before I'll start going, before I'll carry my kaya to go, I have like questions for you, for my listeners. Then you would put down your response on the comments. I'll read them out on my next show. So here are the questions for you. Either you're in a relationship or not, this question is for you. You can just answer the question. So the first one here is, what do you want from a relationship? What do you want from a relationship? Do you want something casual with your partner? Something more future oriented? Or you are not even sure yet, and maybe you just want to like explore for now? So those are that's the question. Should I repeat it? What do you want from your relationship? Do you want something casual with your spouse? Or something more future oriented? Like, let's see, you want something that you will marry him, you know, they will marry each other. That you will marry yourself to. So, or you're not sure yet, and maybe you just want to explore for now. So, guys, I'll be looking forward to your response on our social media platform at dudespree.com. Please put your comment down there. You can put your response down there. And of course, you can call us on +12 12 256 9117. +12 12 256 9117. So lovely people, let me talk it with this for you. Just like a quote. When it comes to dating, sex, romantic relationship, it's important for partners to be transparent about what they really want and also to be sure they are on the same page. Do you get it? When you are in relationship and all that, it is so important for you or your partners to be transparent to yourselves and make sure that you are on the same page. Yeah, so that's it for today. Don't forget to like keep us in touch, keep in touch with us for your adverts. You know, we are always here for you. You can always trust us for that. So just click on www.atudospray.com for your advert, or ajokiade@dudespray.com. Yeah, www.dudespray.com or ajokiade@dudespray.com. For our sponsors, our supporters, click on info@dudespray.com. Click on info@dudespray.com. So we'll always be expecting you as usual. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for staying with me. Thank you so much for your time. And I hope to see you soon next time. Love you guys. Bye.
Anybody will won't fight you. May they come, they already know. I'll be right beside you. Like the wall of Jericho. They don't know, they don't know. They don't know what's going on. Monagiso, my baby boy. I'll be a soldier for you. I'm getting better in Kung Fu. You should know I got you. And you don't need to got me too. I'll be right beside you in anything that you do. If you ever need saving, I will be running to you. Running to you. I'll be running to you, running to you. Anywhere that you go to, running to you. I'll be running to you, running to you. Anywhere that you go to.
When I'm looking for trouble, it's 'cause I know that I got you. Wanting more best, everybody, oh oh. And it's because of your kung fu. And any time that I'm out of control,
you hold me down.
You never, never let go. Yeah.
Munagiso,
oh, Munagiso,
Munagiso, my baby boo.
See all the battles you'll be fighting, and I'll be right there with you. I may be small, but I'm mighty, and I go running for you. And anybody where is happy, yeah. Don't be you pull it, I be around. And if I ever need saving, I'll be running to you.
running, running, running to you. I've been running to you, running, running, running to you. Anywhere that you go to, running, running, running to you. I've been running to you, running, running, running to
you.
Anywhere that you go to,
you don't need to worry. Anything you want,
sundown to sundown, love me don't go run down.
Hey, anytime you come to me, baby, I go answer.
Any other brother, baby, you make them run out.
And if you want me coming to you, I go come to
you. Oh, you wanna see me, baby, don't tease me.
Tell me what you want, baby, say I'm not in my
heart. Say, are you ready? Are you ready?
If they wanna be the Judas, if they wanna be the Pharaoh, me I cannot lay low, yo. Me I cannot do that.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.